From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. U.S. stocks plunged again Monday after President Trump unleashed a new verbal attack on the giant online retailer Amazon. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 589 points by the close, almost 2%. Trump has strongly criticized Amazon three times in the last few days. The founder of the company, Jeff Bezos, also owns The Washington Post, whose stories on Trump and his administration frequently cause anger for the president. At least eight people were killed in India Monday as low-caste Hindu groups led violent protests against a Supreme Court ruling on a 1989 law. That law was meant to protect them from caste discrimination, but they claim the Supreme Court ruling weakened the law. In several northern and central states, tens of thousands of low-caste Dalit protesters who had called for a nationwide shutdown, blocked traffic, squatted on rail tracks, attacked vehicles, and hurled stones at policemen. Markets and schools were shut down in many towns and cities. Dalits make up about 200 million of India's 1.2 billion people. Separatists in Indian-administered Kashmir called for a shutdown Monday in the strife-torn state to protest deadly clashes with security forces the day before that killed 13 rebels, 4 civilians, and 3 soldiers. Security has been increased in the region, and schools and businesses are closed. And the U.S. military says an airstrike in central Somalia has killed 5 al-Shabaab militants and destroyed a vehicle. This is VOA News. Egypt's National Election Authority